welcome to the Wayward Pinecast. I'm Kevin Lynch, and sitting to my right, lying face down on the asphalt, pointing to a bag of bombs while being eaten alive, is Billy Allen.
How about a little mercy killing here? And, put me out of my misery.
And to my left, going kamikaze in an elevator, Nils Nielsen.
Couldn't you just lit the fuse? Would have been way easier. Wouldn't have to die.
Wayward Pines, Episode 10, Cycle, the series finale. What'd you guys think?
Hallelujah! It's great. It was great. It's the best episode yet.
Nils has been counting down the days since the season started.
Even more so than his wife. It's also been counting down the days.
Podcasts are not good for your marriage, just so you guys know that, but they are worth it.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. Glad that they wrapped it up with like kind of an opening twist on the ending. I thought that was great. Killed off a bunch of characters.
We knew it was going to be an Abbey bloodbath, and it paid off.
Yep.
Did not disappoint.
Did not disappoint. So should we just get into the recap?
Let's dive all the way in.
And you don't need to ask us or send us any more tweets, because this is it.
They can send us suggestions to @WaywardPinecast for the next show that we should recap in the fall.
So
maybe we have to have a reunion show next week where we get together and really recap our experiences.
And maybe we'll make our own season 2 Wayward Pines and put it on YouTube.
So if we do another show and you want to keep all your same friends on Twitter, if you change your handle, do they stay with you?
They stay.
Okay, so it's not like if we're watching Minority Report and our handle is still Wayward Pinecast. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, do we just call that the Minority Report?
Ooh.
The Pinority Report? Pinecast.
I like that.
Everything. Okay. All right, recap. Let's dive into it.
Well, it's finally over. I felt like this one was a little bit a la 24, as there's a lot of things happening almost in real time, not a ton of scenes. And we open up with Abby's charging the gate.
Abby time!
Right away, first scene. Before the credits even rolled, my laugh out loud moment of the week. Do you guys remember this? We watched it all together. I made you pause it. I thought it was hilarious. It looked like Nintendo graphics.
Yeah.
The blurry Abby's attacking.
It was fair enough. I'm not going to fault them too bad, but it was pretty funny.
The zooming out on the town and seeing the Abby's like graphically running.
We also had to rewind it and watch it again because you didn't realize those were Abby's at the very end when we had the bird's eye view. It looked like little orange dots.
Apparently, I have bad eyesight, and I thought we were just looking at the town.
Yeah. But there were, like, thousands of Abbeys.
Yes.
Tons of Abbeys storming the town. It looks like they're going to get in. They probably will. The next scene is Pilcher. We're going to have Pilcher. He's going to be up in his mountain Fortress of Solitude the entire time while this is going on. He's going to be talking to Pam. There's going to be a lot of things going on up in there. So remember that. 20 minutes till the power returns to the town. So the town is in absolute chaos. You've got... Could you not distract me right now, guys? I'm really trying to focus and do a great job on this recap.
I'm not sure what that pantomime was.
Spinning plates.
Oh, yeah. To pantomime Abby's while I'm trying to do the recap. It's impossible, guys. Stay focused. Stay with me. So the town is in absolute chaos. You have Ethan, Kate, Teresa, Ben, they're all at the reckoning before things, and they all have to separate, and the plan is to go do your thing, meet back at the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great plan. So Teresa and Ben, they go to the hospital. Ethan Burke, he goes to the sheriff's station with Kate, where they will then separate, and Kate will go off and do her thing. And it's just complete chaos this entire time while Pilcher sits up in his thing and observes. So let's get into Ben and Amy in the hospital.
Okay.
They meet Ben and Amy. They go to the hospital. Amy's awake. She's alert. Things are going well. Ben is super happy. Teresa's going to help him out. Okay? As they're trying to get to the bunker, they're going to have a few, shall we say, minor problems with Abby's. They're going to have to move Amy, and this is a key scene because the power goes out. Doctor goes down, tries to turn the power back on. This is the first time we see an Abby come out of nowhere and just kill him.
I like how the doctor doesn't follow the rules of Scream when he says, I'll be right back, and goes into by himself somewhere. We know he's gone, a goner.
It kills me that all these Abbeys are running straight into the town to eat the closest human that they can find. And somehow the first one goes to the hospital, goes inside, goes downstairs, goes into the boiler room, and hides and waits for someone to come down there.
I'm going to say that this Abbey, for no real reason, was the Abbey that was in the room that we first saw. For some reason...
That's up in the fortress.
When the power went out, that was a power lock. It opened like a la Jurassic Park. Abbey got out. That one was just hanging out in the hospital all the time.
Wait. Wasn't the hospital... Wasn't that Abbey up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I was going to say, what if he took the helicopter down?
Just that to would kill be cool. Find the helicopter.
All right, Kevin, you're right. So... Yeah. As they go, Teresa, they run into a couple of Abbeys. She gets hit with her arm. She stabs one in the eye with a hypodermic needle.
Pretty good scene.
That was a good jump up scare moment, because Kevin was sitting next to me and you kind of jumped off the couch a little bit.
But I'm an easy target, though.
She's slowly closing the door and you know it's coming. And still.
They set it up pretty good. I enjoyed that. Get saved by her husband. And they...
Blasting with the shotgun.
This is not going to be the first or the last time that he comes in and saves the day in this episode with a gun. Different gun next time, but he will do it. So they are on their way. Now, let's go back. Because Ethan separated out before they separated from the reckoning place. And he goes to the sheriff station. They've got to square up. They've got to arm up, do their thing.
He kind of acquires Kate and her group of insurgents.
Absolutely. Kate's idea.
This is now his team.
This is that he on
weaponizes,
and
they're the ones that are going to shoot down Abbeys and try and get the people to safety.
Absolutely. So when we get to the sheriff's station, we find out, do we know what this guy's name is from the class one?
Damien.
Is it him? Lucifer.
They call him Lucius for short.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, subtle. Cool. Subtle.
No, nice. I don't know.
Whatever, we're going to say the class one guy. He's not dead. Took one in the kidney, got shoved in a cell. He's doing okay. No problems there. He's not dead. Talks to Kate a little bit. She runs off. Ethan runs off. When they leave, they go to Main Street, and I guess the goal was to get the bombs from the toy store. Is that correct? Kate was going to get the bombs? She ends up in her toy store in Main Street.
I think they're just going around shooting people, shooting Abbeys.
Because those bombs were out on the street with the other guy.
Okay, so I think she was just trying to hide.
I think they're just trying to rescue people.
They're just trying to run around and round people.
Because people are getting killed left and right. They're getting people towards the bumper, and they're just shooting Abbeys.
So that must be what's going on. They're just trying to round people up and get into the bunker now that they're armed.
And this was the part I mentioned where all of a sudden the Abbeys are attacking these naked men or whatever, and then there's a car that's on fire. And I was like, what did the Abbeys, throw a bomb? How did the car get on fire?
Down. Car fire question mark.
Yeah.
How, why, no reason.
No reason.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
It's a dramatic scene. Okay. It's a great
scene. It looked cool.
Love this scene, or love while all the chaos is going on. What do we see? Who do we see leaving the real estate place?
Big Bob.
Not forgetting
Big Bill.
To lock the door. Big Bill. And immediately, as upon his exit, Billy looks at me and says... Oh, he's not making it.
He goes down the dark alley by himself.
Big Bill, spoiler alert.
And, but then the secretary comes out, and I was for sure she's gonna be okay because she was
a
cook.
Oh, you know, yeah. She has a bigger role to play in season two. Don't worry about it, guys. So they all make it to the bunker. Kate, Ben, Teresa, Ethan, everybody makes it into the bunker. And while this is going on, we have. The other story with Pilcher up in his Fortress of Solitude dealing with Nurse Pam. They're fracturing. Things are not going well between them. Pam is trying to convince Pilcher that he should turn the power back on. The town should be saved. They can save it. Everything is good.
Pam just doesn't get it.
Pam...
It's weird saying her is the rational one.
Yeah.
Her arguments are falling upon deaf ears.
I really like what she said when she said, there will always be mistakes, David. Because he keeps wanting to start fresh and clean, but
we got plenty of people. But let's do it.
No matter what, his plan is, there's going to be problems. Like she said, there's going to be mistakes, and you just got to deal with it. He's just willing to wipe it all clean and start all over.
Well, so he is absolutely not convinced. So much so that he arrests her. Yeah. She's out. Guards come in. She gets taken. And while that's going on, the rest of the people in the control room, a la everybody, I guess, gets arrested as well. I wasn't totally sure of the plan here on this one. They were going to freeze them all and then unthaw them later on, or are they going to be more compliant when they get unfrozen in the next round? I wasn't 100% sure what the strategy there was.
Yeah, I think it's just, it leaves you a choice later where if you just kill them, you can't do anything with them. You're like, oh, we'll freeze them, we'll deal with that later.
We can use them to run the town again when we get Group C going.
Good news.
They just wanted them out of the way.
Good news. We find out through all this that I was wrong. Reggie's not dead.
Yeah,
Reggie's made it. He's frozen. Yeah, I don't know why they're freezing him with dirt and some weird kind of
sand. I think it's,
yeah,
I think it's
new tech.
Yeah, new tech.
I believe it.
But I apologize for Reggie. He didn't die. You can use that reel for whatever actor you want to go into next. Good job, Reggie.
One of my favorite lines from the season happened in this point.
Ooh.
So the guy, Pam's trying to kind of sway the crowd, and then the head guard's not having any of it, and he like hits her and like he tases her, mm-hmm. and then at gunpoint he points his gun at the other people and throws them a box of clothes and says, put on your suits or we'll put them on for you. What kind of threat is that? Like, you're going to, like, okay, like, you're like, okay, and, like, he's going to, like, lift my leg up and, like, stick, like, put the suit on for me? Like, I don't understand how that's a threat.
I don't know.
This onesie, he's going to, like, zip me up in the back. Do it or I'll do it for you. It's like,
here,
okay, thanks.
Here, let me put down my gun and help you get into this. I don't understand how the guards are so loyal to Pilcher and not to the people that are working there, just because, like, you imagine that.
You hate the boss.
In the fortress, you don't like your boss. These are the people that you have lunch with every day. There are only maybe like 40 workers total. Like, these are probably all your best friends. And it's like...
Well, I like this scene because of that fact right there. Like, I feel like they dressed them up in this SWAT gear. In every other show that you ever put somebody in SWAT gear, they become nameless. It's that you can kill them by the dozen and nobody cares. And what does Pam do? She starts calling them out by name. Hey, Peter. Hey, you know? It was pretty good. It was pretty good because now all of a sudden they're not a SWAT. They're actually the guys that you know, even though they are the guys.
That
it's like, why are these guys so loyal? And they are people. It was interesting.
Yeah. And you know that anybody that Pilcher is able to recruit is crazy anyways.
True.
So
yeah.
They're fanatics.
Speaking of that, something that kind of frustrated me was that Pilcher didn't like specifically try and save anyone in the town. Like he could have called the teacher and been like, hey, I'm about to shut down the power, get up to the fortress, called like the first class and gave him a little warning, or specific people that he wanted to keep around. I thought that was kind of weird.
She had to be a little bit pissed about that.
Yeah.
But like, it seemed like they had been prepping the first class, kind of a contingency plan.
Yeah.
So I feel like he was going to wipe the town clean, but keep them in the Ark.
What was, I guess, just whatever. We'll get into that later. So... That's what's going on. They're trying to arrest everybody in the control room and refreeze them to start over. Kind of the halfway point of the episode. Everybody in the mountaintop fort is stuck by getting about to get frozen. Everybody in the town is down in the bunker, and the Abbeys are running wild. It has been craziness up until this point. So we're going to take a little bit of a breather. What's happening? Okay, there's an elevator in the bunker that we can go up to the mountain fort, so that we're connected and we don't have to deal with Abbeys.
Two at a time.
You gotta go up in stages. While this is happening, we get a nice little touching moment between Kate and Teresa. Kate bandaging Teresa's arm. We can take a breath. Okay, things are good between them. From that, nice little touching moment between Ethan and Ben. He's saying, hey, made some mistakes, and I'm sorry, Dad.
There's no hurry.
Ethan says,
no rush.
I still love you, man. So, things are going good. Setting that up because absolute pandemonium is about to happen. Kate, Ethan, go up the elevator, take out some guards, let the waves of attack on the mountain room begin. Pam, as this is happening, guards disappear. Pam gets unfrozen. So she was frozen for... I wonder if she wasn't even fully frozen. I wonder if
probably
you get,
not
like, frostbite or...
Probably, she's probably pretty messed up in the head.
Yeah, interesting. So anyway, so then it becomes everybody trying to get up into the elevator, and they have to go in waves because elevators are small, and there's a lot of people.
Weight limit.
Luckily, the teacher was left behind. just in case.
Well, she chose to stay behind.
I thought that was a good reason, actually. Like, yeah. Because if people came back or knocking, like, she would be there to let him in because she was loyal to them. Yeah. For all the crazy stuff she did, I was like, oh, I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
They set it up all right. I wasn't arguing with that. But, of course, we know what happens, which is an interesting... They gave her an interesting death. While most people are dying fairly graphically, they leave this one completely up to suggestion. Then you never see the Abby. Yeah. All of a sudden, the door falls, and then you just see Abby's kind of charging in.
Maybe,
and you never
she's,
see her again.
Maybe she's the Abby queen.
Maybe she just
love and respect her.
She stood really still, and they just passed right by her.
Their vision is based on movement, like the T-Rex. Nice.
Don't move.
So the long and the short of this is the... We find out the first generation, or the class one.
First class.
It's not first class.
Yeah,
it's like the movie X-Men,
Cyclops, Professor X.
X-Men class one.
Into this argument last week, and I let you guys bully me into thinking it was the first class when I knew it was the class one. I'm not letting it happen again. It was class one. We find out they have an arc with about a bajillion years worth of food and water, and interestingly, not frozen.
Yeah.
But we have to freeze the trucks.
They just get to the Ark and get in there.
But that's one of the few... Everything's been frozen. At least we have said that everything has been frozen.
I'm sure that the trucks aren't frozen. I don't think that they have pods
You can't drive an 84 Bronco without freezing that thing for 2,000 years.
You think it would rust out a little, like, over 2,000
years. I have a question on just the stuff that they have in Wayward Pines in the future here. They have satellites? Were they able to launch a satellite? Because they had the Abbeys on radar, and it was your standard overhead shot.
I think so.
And
I think
so somehow
they
launched a satellite into space.
Really, it's 40-45. They're going to be able to launch satellites, okay? Tracking chips don't work worth crap. But they can get a satellite, no problem. Is that your frustration of the week?
Yeah, just a question. Pilcher's smart.
What do you know, as the assault is happening on the control room, the last group of elevator, what's going to happen to it? It's going to get up there completely fine, right? No. It's going to get attacked by Abbeys. They're all going to make it into the elevator, and then the elevator is going to get stuck. What's going to happen next? Everybody's going to make it out. For some reason, Ethan, the main character, is going to have to stay behind and set off a bomb.
The reason...
Is this called going... Bruce Willis in Armageddon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Stay behind.
This one seemed a little bit... But they didn't set up... I thought they were fuses. Obviously, they were electronic button.
Yeah.
So,
well, the problem was that Ethan on the detonator did not have a little alarm clock like they had originally.
Yeah.
So, like, damn it, they used the only one on my truck.
And... It's like there's no way that he could climb up and then drop it down and hit the button or anything like that, I guess.
Noble sacrifice.
Yeah.
Noble sacrifice. Kills a bunch of the Abbeys.
Kevin was bawling at this point.
I was. It got a little dusty in there. A dusty living room.
So while this is happening, Kate has made her way into Pilcher. She's confronting him, telling him all about how dumb he is and how the town can be saved. Pilcher gives her some speech about, you can kill me. She's got a gun to his face, by the way.
And bang!
She kills him.
From the back.
Oh, no, it wasn't her. Who was it?
Nurse Pam.
Did Billy?
Sister Pam.
Billy's prediction.
Billy's prediction coming true.
I have two things about this scene. One, I like that his evil villain monologue was interrupted. Two, the killing of Pilcher was completely unnecessary. Like, he wasn't holding a detonator, he wasn't doing anything. The guy weighs maybe 80 pounds. They could have just, like, pushed him out of the way and turned stuff on. Like, what was he going to do? Why did you need to shoot him?
Also, I don't think she killed him to turn stuff back on. I think she killed him out of principle.
Yeah.
But she could have just, like, done something else with him.
I thought
I think what really happened, she killed him because when she got out of the freezer, she was, like, shaking. And so her trigger finger, she was so cold that, twitch. It was an accident.
It killed me that Kate, when she walked up and she's pointing the gun at him and she's going, turn the fence back on, and he's like, no, Kate, you don't get it. I would have just shot him in the leg immediately and just been, no, turn on the fence. Like, we don't have time to talk. Then shot him in the other leg and said, like, turn on the fence.
Exactly.
I'm going to listen to you if you ever have a gun on me, Kevin, because I know you're going to shoot me in the leg.
Oh, I don't even teach you.
Immediately.
Immediately. So there you go. The
Pilcher and Ethan
saved.
Are dead. Are two. Well,
Ethan
kinda...
has collapsed. Ben has realized, oh my god, I think I just lost my dad. So he sticks his head in the elevator.
Best part of the episode.
In the elevator. I guess this was number two laugh out loud moment of the week. Sticks his head in the elevator shaft. Debris.
Thwack.
Right in the back of the head. Out cold.
Luckily he wasn't leaning over farther because he would have just gone right down.
Luckily
that
it wasn't heavier and took his head off.
Kind of just the right amount to put him into a coma. Yeah.
That's such like a funny way. Like they're like, okay, we need to get him unconscious. What do we do? How about something hits him in the head?
I can just imagine the writers in the thing. They're like, can we just end this? Like, can we not think of anything? Just put him in the elevator shaft. Like, it doesn't even matter. You could have done that a million different ways where it doesn't even matter.
I wish in TV shows this happened more where like, you know, like, so Jackie Chan, when he did all his stunts, like, he did a crazy stunt, he's fine. He'd always get hurt doing, like, the little simple things. Uh-huh. It'd be funny in some of these action scenes and TV shows if, like, little accidents happen like this all the time. Like, somebody's climbing up something and slips and falls. Or, like, you know, something hits him in the head. And something a little more realistic, like how uncoordinated people are. It was pretty funny out of nowhere. This thing just hits him in the head and he passes out. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Passes out. Out cold. And then the next scene is him waking up. In the hospital. I don't know if you guys noticed it, but his face was healed up.
Yeah,
he didn't have any more scratches. I noticed that immediately, so you can tell, oh, some time has passed. Cut to Amy.
Nurse Amy.
Looking a little more mature. Yeah. A little more makeup. Spent some time with the makeup artist.
Different hair.
She's in a nurse outfit. She's the nurse. She's older. Ben starts freaking out. She's calling him Mr. Burke at that point. I don't know if you guys have any friends that you haven't seen for a few years, but I know I wouldn't be calling them by their last name.
She's playing it for the cameras. Yeah. She's not attached to.
So something weird is going on. Ben gets his clothes, walks out of the hospital the same as his dad when his dad first went to the hospital. Walks out. The town is not the town. The town has a statue of Pilcher. Wayward Pines Visionary. Pan out, people reckoned with the rules as they hang and rot around the visionary statue.
Adults hanging.
Adults.
Awesome. Hanging. We saw Sheriff Damien.
Yeah, so the first class took over.
Takes over. It's not a happy ending.
And it's just, that's why it's called Cycle, because Ben is now in the same position that his dad was in.
But he has more knowledge.
So. I like the ending.
Yeah,
the twist.
I thought that was cool.
I think
I liked it.
Go all the way. Why not be crazy?
Yeah.
I had a question.
Yeah.
So if you're an Abby, and you're just
let me get into the mic.
Okay.
Right. Mine.
So you finally get led into this town, and you're just dining on people left and right. Aren't you like at some point full and content? You don't need to start like. Going that extreme after food, where you're climbing up elevator shafts and stuff?
See, the Abbeys they want to kill everything possible and then store the bodies to eat later.
I was going to say, leave at least a little game for tomorrow.
So, Abbeys are like squirrels and humans are the nuts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a bummer for the humans, huh?
Yeah, it's bad news.
That was it.
Okay.
Was that... maybe that was a listener question.
I got a little frustrated with... I felt like everyone was dilly-dallying when, like, time was of the essence. Like, we got to get this elevator back down to get another group of people because Abbeys are coming on him. But they're having, like, a conversation with the elevator doors open. I get super frustrated in my apartment building, like, if someone does that or if I miss the elevator and it takes me an extra 15 seconds. And, like, life is on the line here.
Yeah, let alone if monsters are chasing you.
Everyone's having these long, like, goodbye moments and long kisses, and it's like, hey, your son's down. Like, go kill him.
These situations in movies, there would never be a kiss. There would never be a conversation other than,
like the elevator scenes in movies where the elevator always is closing and stuff. The amount of time that it takes elevators to close, you can cover so much distance.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like if you're actually trying to catch somebody that's taking an elevator, I don't think there's a building big enough where you can't get in that elevator with them.
Yeah.
If you're just
full
sprint.
Dude, Terminator 2 sticks his hand in there, pries it
open.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Yeah. That's how you do that.
Almost as good as Wayward Pines.
I can't hold this in any longer. I need to get to my frustration of the week. Are
let's
you guys
do it.
Ready?
Can we do the theme music?
Frustration of the week. Okay. The townspeople are terrible listeners. So Ethan's up there, like they had the reckoning thing. He comes up with the plan, like, hey, get to the empty lot. I'm going to go get guns. You go to the hospital. And then cut to, like, he does all this stuff. And then as soon as the Abbeys are in the town, Main Street is still full of people. What are they doing? Like, why didn't everyone just go to the bunker? They had plenty of time.
I feel like that's just a standard townsperson's like, okay, everybody, we need to stay calm. And everybody just freaks out and disappears.
Freaks out, but they don't disappear. They stay right where they are. They're all on Main Street still.
I feel like they say this on airplanes. Like, if we're going down, emergency, leave your stuff, get out of the plane.
Yeah.
I always think about this. I would still go through my bag and grab my iPad. I'd be a townsperson that's going back for one thing.
Or... You don't back up on the cloud, Billy?
Oh, I can't afford another iPad.
If I, for some reason, survive, I'm going
to
take it.
What did Ethan do? Because I feel like, to me, the time log happened where he ended the speech and then pretty much Abby's attacked.
No, like Teresa went to the hospital, got them, had like a 10-minute conversation with the doctor,
The Abbeys weren't happening before. No, it was all before the power got cut. So things went really haywire when the power got cut.
Yeah.
And I think they had been at the
power got station. Cut last episode.
Yeah, it did.
But it got cut again in the hospital?
No, the hospital, the backup generator came on in the hospital. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there was some weird stuff going on. But
anyway, continue.
Your guys' frustrations.
Frustration
of the week.
I think my frustration was just the contrivance of Ethan having to be in the elevator. There's got to be a better way. Pipe bomb. Like, what... How did you design the pipe bomb in that way? Right? Like, somebody built those. The pipe bomb guy built those, and he built them specifically so he had to push a button. So somebody had to die. Like, that's the way those bombs were designed.
It is a suicide bomb only.
Here you go, guys. This is the plan. You have to do it this way. So that's... I could see it coming. I understand why they did it, but I was not invested enough in Ethan or the connection between him and his son. It was just like, it's a bummer. Like, that's just the character that's been around the longest, but it was unnecessary. So that was my frustration. Nothing major today. For the week.
Nils just said for the week. No major frustration.
For the week.
My only frustration was killing Pilcher. I thought it was just kind of like, we wanted to have him die at the end. It was kind of unnecessary. Mm-hmm. He was a kid you could have just picked up and put in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. You guys ready for our listener questions and comments?
Yeah.
We got a bunch, so I'm going to kind of run through these. Jesse Reach, at Jesse M. Reach. No puede morir Ethan, frowny face, y toda la vuelta que dio.
I understood death and Ian, Ethan.
I think the first line is you can't kill Ethan.
Nils understood that it was in Spanish. Spanish?
And I'm not sure what the rest is, but thanks for the tweet.
Oh, no. Gracias for the tweet.
Handyman Andy.
Again, Handyman Andy.
You're our guy.
He's going to be our guest host next season.
So we're to believe that the guards are even more devoted volunteers than the volunteers. Andy, we're with you. So the guards will just blindly follow David more than the other volunteers. Exactly.
Andy.
That bothered me too.
Thanks.
Faith says, I think, talking about the first class, I think I'd feel safer behind the bars.
Yeah, especially like, in that one room where it's sealed. Yeah.
Just lock yourself up. Faith at Ood Spectator says, aw, the Abbeys are just hungry. That's all. Toss them a Snickers. They'll feel better.
That's what I said. At some point, they're going to get full.
Okay, let's do that segment. What would the Abbeys become if they ate the Snickers and were fine? Ooh. So they're a normal person. What actor... sports person can you think of?
I think that they all look like the secretary.
Doesn't have to be from the show.
Okay.
Can be anybody you want. So who acts like that when they're hungry?
Maybe like a 4-year-old kid.
Yeah.
They're all just children.
Super eat anything. Yeah. Super picky until they get hungry.
We didn't see any baby Abbeys. Huh.
Interesting. Well, we didn't. They were naked, and you know.
Well, they have to bring.
But like no one that was shorter than adults.
They have to bring the food back to the Abbey nest and regurgitate it. Clearly.
Not as fast this time.
Yeah.
feel like they haven't been as fast since that first time we saw them.
I feel like the teacher bragged and built them up a little too much.
So Faith says, she also says, so if Ben has been out 3 years, how did they preserve Ethan's body as it hung in the middle of town? I don't think that was Ethan's body in town, because he was blown up in an elevator.
Ethan is in pieces, splattered.
Yeah. I didn't notice that it was Ethan's body either. We might have to go back and watch, though. No,
I already deleted it.
He exploded.
Yeah, he exploded. I think that was just a regular adult body.
Which means, I guess, they reckon fairly regularly if they have fresh bodies up there. That's an interesting...
Yeah, they keep on it.
That one's rotten.
So you read these questions before, so you knew that...
No, I saved it. Okay. And then Lisa T is Me says, I love the series finale, so awesome, going to miss the show. Me too, Lisa.
Me too, Lisa.
All right, thank you guys. I will not, Lisa. Thank you guys for all the tweets and comments and questions. Really appreciated it, and I thought that it added to the show. Billy, is it time for our quiz?
Yep.
Okay, let's go. We're ready.
Oh, we got some quiz time.
Quiz time.
One question, 2 points for everything.
I was so wrapped up in this episode that I couldn't think of any
question, but
I'll think of one right now.
I can think of one that I don't know the answer to.
Okay.
Okay. This is a good one, actually.
All right, I'm in.
Maybe listeners can type in. When Big Bill was killed, what did his blood get splattered on?
Kevin. Pamphlets for Welcome to Wayward Pines.
Kevin. Awesome. Kevin, congratulations.
Yes.
It's pretty good, Bang Kevin. Him. All right, Kevin is our grand champion trivia.
Should we do our series awards?
Yeah, let's do the awards. Award show.
Let's start.
Awards. Drum rolls.
Okay.
Let's start with the red carpet. Best dressed. I mean, there's one clear favorite in my mind.
I don't know. I think that there are a couple.
Okay, who are your nominees?
I think we just each do our winner.
You gotta give me more warning if we're going nominees.
Yeah.
Nils, anybody?
You want me to start?
Yeah.
I chose Nurse Pam.
Ooh,
really?
Allow me to explain.
Multiple outfits here.
Multiple outfits. We saw her in a nursing outfit. We saw her as a cowboy.
Oh.
Right? When she was a sheriff.
Motorcycle jacket?
Was she wearing a motorcycle jacket?
I feel like she's wearing black leather jacket the last couple of days.
I remember she was wearing some sort of leather. And then at the end, we saw her in her nice outfit with her hair all down.
No, no.
Oh, we also saw her in like the silver.
The best outfit.
Oh, that's right. The silver. So I did her for best dressed because we saw the biggest range of outfits from Nurse Pam.
I'm going with Kate in her hat.
always great.
The obvious. Like,
I think one outfit sealed the deal, stood out in the show.
My best dressed is Teresa Burke for wearing that hideous sweater.
It was the frumpiest sweater I've ever seen. Best dressed, Kevin, not worst dressed.
I think it's just Kevin's favorite dress character. That's how I take it.
Which is funny because I actually thought about that this episode with that sweatshirt. It's like, Teresa, you're a good looking lady. Take the old lady sweatshirt off.
The frumpy sweater.
Nils did not blame Ethan Burke for wandering.
No, not at all. That sweater just screams, I own 13 cats.
I'm done. I'm okay with it.
Best death.
I'll lead off with this one, and I kind of alluded to it in the opening. Tim, getting eaten alive, pointing to the bombs out on the street.
So best death in the last episode,
I thought it was awesome. You could see the will draining from his eyes.
I'm going to go Sheriff Pope. Hit with a truck, and then shot by Ethan, and then carried away by Abby's to be eaten again.
That's pretty good.
So that's like a triple whammy.
Murder too in the show.
Well, the chick Bethany gets reckoned.
Oh, that's right.
Beverly.
Okay, I went with Peter the Realtor. I believe it was the only suicide.
Yeah.
Right? So fed up with the town. He's just done.
Yeah. He
died without knowing the truth. Just kills himself. Doesn't get reckoned. I liked it. You still have some mystery to what's going on. Ethan didn't get the answers he wanted from him.
But he did learn that the fence was electric.
Yes. Sometimes.
Yeah, if it's on.
If it's on.
Now for Kevin's favorite, the nominee for Best Kiss.
My... That was a sound effect, not a glitch in our podcast.
That was actually Nils giving Billy a tender, tender kiss. My vote is for the teacher and her husband as they're saying goodbye. I thought it was the most awkward goodbye ever. And then he leans in and does this weird forehead kiss.
So you're going, this last episode really took the cake with a lot of these bests.
Yeah, yeah, it did.
Okay. I'm going to go with Ben and Amy kissed so powerful that it blew up the truck. And knocked him out for a week.
I'm on board with Billy. That was what I had, the truck scene. Just because I can only imagine the amount of psychological damage that happens at that age when you're exploring yourself like that and you literally almost die. That's gonna associate some real negative things with that emotion. They're gonna be pretty messed up.
Two more awards. Getting to the real important stuff now. Mm-hmm. Best character.
For me, you can't talk about anyone until you talk about the man who ate the ice cream, Sheriff Pope. Star of the first,
I feel like we need to get a moment of silence for Terrence Howard. He did a great job.
His star didn't shine long, but it shined brighter than anyone else's.
The ice cream was great, but it melted.
It melted quick, but we enjoyed it quick.
It was a solid rum raisin performance.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. I'm gonna go a different direction. It's close. I wanted to go with Pope, but I felt like it was the obvious choice.
You're going Abby number 47.
The one that got the doctor.
Yeah.
I'm going Ben Burke.
Oh.
I'm going Ben Burke. I mentioned it a few times. I think he plays an awkward teenage boy.
It's true.
Very well. I can't tell if he's a really bad actor or the best actor of all time when he's playing the awkward teenage boy. So I liked it. I thought it was a good character. He did a good job with it.
I'm going to go with the front runner, Ethan Burke, after episode one. Once he kind of was done walking around clueless, asking questions. Once he took control, I thought he was a great character. He's blowing away Abby's and totally calm. Like when he shoots the Abby
super
in the hospital,
confident.
He's just like, all right, he goes, ready, let's get out of here. Just like handled everything.
His fourth apocalypse.
He's been here. Yeah, so Ethan. And for our final, maybe, favorite scene of the series.
My favorite scene, it's the one that made me laugh the most. Elevator doors open, Kate wearing her hat. I can't fight. That was the best. That was the best scene to me.
That's going to take home the statue.
Okay. What happened in that scene? What information did we glean?
Was her and Teresa.
Secret agent
happened?
Kate.
But what happened? Because I don't know. I'm asking because I remember that scene vividly, and I have no idea what the purpose of it was.
I pictured music going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
No one will know who I am if I have this massive hat on.
I'm going to go with, I like the dump truck through the fence, but I'm going to go with the just explanations of the Abbey. The long teacher explaining the history. All of a sudden, we had these mysteries, and they just like, instead of like teasing us with this, they just handed me a plate of pecan pie, and I said yes. Mm-hmm. And they just gave me explanations of the whole history. The whole episode was just exposition. I enjoyed it.
Instead of giving you one slice of pie every week, they just gave you the whole pie.
Yeah.
Episode 4 or whatever it was.
And you ran out of pie. But
yeah. You accepted said pie.
Yep.
Unlike,
you swallowed it?
I swallowed it.
Ethan, who opted out. My favorite scene of the entire season, Ethan Burke in the burger place confronting Nurse Pam. Telling him he's going to protect the true evildoers, or
that was a really good scene.
Yeah, he kind
I
of
like
Matt
there
Dillon
still, there was still
crushed it.
Mm-hmm. He did a good job.
Yeah,
you gotta give it to that guy. He took one hell of a script and made it even better.
Yeah.
What for you guys? What do you, because we're this podcast? What do you think was the biggest flaw of the whole show altogether?
I didn't have a huge flaw. I would have liked to have seen more setup of the kids, so that when the whole ending was them taking over. And so they would establish. They
appeared in episode 9.
Yeah. So if they would establish them earlier as being kind of fanatical and maybe having a little bit of a power struggle between the grown-ups and them and like some adversity
show
there.
Show how close they are to Pilcher, show Pilcher favoriting them at
then,
some point.
Then when they're in charge at the end, that reveal would be a little bit more like, oh, the bad guys won.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Kev?
Mine is the Group A mass suicide when they find out the truth. I thought that's just.
Convenient.
Not believable. And that action kind of hinged on all further action after that. Like, everything was because Pilcher can't tell anyone the truth because Group A did this mass suicide. So that kind of, they leaned on that, but it didn't make sense.
I feel like if they hadn't shown us, like, fire burning in the streets and stuff, it would have been, like, kind of interesting because maybe it was just Pilcher saying it didn't work. And he saw some little mistake or little flaw, and he just, like, wiped the board clean.
And he's just lying.
Yeah.
That would have been way better.
Or in his mind, like, it's his perfect vision is ruined. Kind of like this one, where they're, no, there's a lot of people still alive. Said, yeah. Nope.
No. Get rid of them.
Nils, can you narrow it down to one? All these weeks, find your least favorite.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, we've all done bold predictions every week.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bold prediction. That wasn't framed as a bold prediction in week 1. Now here we are, week 10, 11 if you count the break. And I knew this was going to happen. What is wrong with the Cricket speakers? They never answered it. It was the first mystery presented at Wayward Pines, and there's no reason. And throughout the season, they had scenes where with cricket noises. Ben parkouring down the thing. You have Pilcher doing the in the beginning with him doing his botany and.
Yeah, why? They never explained the botany, huh?
They never explained it. So for
okay,
so
Nils,
what's the
question? There were no more crickets. They had to make it look like a real town, sound like a real town.
There's no reason to put that in there at all.
So
there's,
Nils,
you can do something else.
It's
for
a
that
cool
scene,
twist.
I understand the scene. She's trying to reach out to Burke and say, "Hey, there's something going on."
Yeah.
Right? So we're gonna put a little mystery on it.
The town's a facade.
But it doesn't mean anything. So you're established. So what's happening, right, is you're establishing some sort of plot, something that's never going to pay off. So why would you even put it in? It's laziness. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Nils, I want you to tweet Chad Hodge and M. Night Shyamalan every single day.
Give me
multiple
the Twitter.
Times a day. What about the crickets?
My question about the cricket speakers, like, I understand the town's a facade, there's, like, you know, plastic or cardboard walls, that kind of thing. Where did they get the crickets to make the recording of?
I'm sure that they just had a lot of MP4 files animal sounds. They just had one guy who's really good at voices.
Guy from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
They're like, we gotta freeze him.
From
him.
Police Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe it was somebody's ringer on their phone, thank goodness. And like their phones don't work.
Hypothetical question for you guys. Fox calls you in to meet with them. They're saying that they're considering doing a season 2 of Wayward Pines, and they want you to pitch them your best idea.
You want me to go first?
Do it.
I got it figured out.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Ben becomes, he ingrains himself in the town. He knows what's going on. Obviously, he has all the information. When he gets a little bit older, he incites insurrection. He becomes a revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
Uprising. Same kind of faction. Amy.
You just repeat the whole show again.
Amy is torn because she has been sworn or promised to Damien Lucifer.
Yeah.
But she's still in love with Ben. Okay? Complications ensue as the revolutionaries
love
gain
triangle.
A little love triangle action. Kind of
like Twilight.
A little bit like Twilight.
A lot of hashtag Team Ben.
What are you going to be? We got all the makings of just a huge story. Ultimately, when it matters most, she's going to betray him. And she's going to realize her mistake, but it's too late.
Mm.
Okay? But Ben, in the 11th hour, is going to convince Damien, you need to change your ways. and the town has a happy ending. Because Damien changes his philosophy on the way he runs the town. And they run it the way it should be.
And they tear down Pilcher's statue and put up Ethan Burke's statue.
Season 3.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
They establish another colony outside of Wayward Pines.
Okay, I'll do mine because that's kind of that's kind of where mine goes.
Okay.
Ben can't handle... Okay, ready? Season 2, Fox. We open on Ben just not buying into the town. He can't get along. He can't, like, what they did to his dad, what they did to everybody. He climbs the rope, leaves the town. Now he has to go somewhere else. Now he's in the wilderness. Abbeys are attacking. He's about to die. Arrows fly from the trees, killing the Abbeys. The Abbeys look up. You hear a voice yell down from the trees. Skedaddle. Secretary drops down. Bow and arrow. Robin Hood. She's one of the leaders of the free folk, known as the Others, live outside the town. Everybody's like Rambo now, and she's their champion. And basically, they've been surviving in the wilderness, and they're going to go take over the town.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
Skedaddle.
My one's a little bit different. Ben Burke is kind of, I'd say you would compare it to Kenny on South Park, where in every single episode, somehow he gets hit in the head, goes into a coma, and each episode is 3 years later. And we just kind of, season 2, we blow through 30 plus years of Ben's life. And kind of see the town advance rapidly. And, like, he misses whole swings. He wakes up one time. It's, like, all Abbeys. Wakes up again. And it's, like, new foreign people came in and moved in. And then it's aliens. And
awesome.
It's different every week.
I think every episode has, like, an action climax that he survives fine.
Yeah.
And then gets hit in the head by something, like, by something inconsequential. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it happens early. Sometimes it happens late.
And it's like Quantum Leap where yeah. it ends and yeah. it shows a preview of, like, the next, like, year that he's in.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'd watch all of these.
I would, too.
After a while, he the show ends because he has so much brain damage that he can't continue.
Well, thank you to all the listeners. Thanks for all the tweets and the questions and for listening. We will be back in another form, probably reviewing another show. Keep following us at Wayward Pinecast and tweet us suggestions there. But the handle will change at some point once we figure out which show we're going to watch.
We'll figure it out. Tweet us in.
Yeah.
It was fun.
All right, guys.
One last time.
One road in.
No podcasts out.